So we are in the middle of a sermon series called Streams of Living Water, but we've taken 3 weeks break up from it. So I'm just going to do a little reminder of what we're talking about just so we can kind of join in together. So this is a book by Richard Foster, and in it he looks at some of the traditions that have gone from Jesus to now throughout church history, not denominations or things like that, but more about just traditions about how to live a good life with God. And he looks at 6 different streams, and I keep pressing the wrong button here. I'll have to click not. Oh wait, I know what I'm doing. I'm on the end slide instead of the first slide. That's why. Yeah. So he looks at 6 different streams, and I'm just going to name them. The first one that we have looked at already is the contemplative stream. And we had a guest, Danny Mullins. Is that his name? Right? Yes. He came in and spoke with us, and he has been teaching a lot of people in our community the spiritual direction course. And he spoke about the contemplative life. Today we're going to look at the holiness tradition. And then over the course of the next 8 weeks, we're going to be working our way through this list: the charismatic tradition, social justice, evangelical, incarnational. And then we added 2 more streams onto the list. We added postmodern and indigenous. So we're going to work our way through and just see, learn more about what a holistic Christian life looks like. So part of the goal of looking at these streams, I think, is to really enlarge our vision of what it is to follow Jesus. Sometimes when I think about my own church stream that I've grown up in, I would think I would fall in 1 or 2 of those. I would know the Bible, evangelical, and a little bit about the holiness, which I am looking at today. And those gave me a lot of good grounding. But as you begin to see how other Christians have worshipped over through the ages, we're invited into a bigger picture of what it's like to engage with God. And yeah, there's just a whole stream of being able to celebrate the beauty and diversity that's in our midst. And all of those streams come from Jesus. That's where we learn them from. Jesus was contemplative. He loved his scriptures. He engaged with the poor. He was all from Jesus. He is our model of a good, holy Christian living. So today we're looking at the holiness tradition. What is the holiness tradition? If I say that to you, do you have things that jump to mind? Do you have things that you think we're going to talk about? Rules? Behaviors? Read your Bible, pray every day? Those sorts of things. I think that was what I thought when I was going to read this. Lots about rules and regulations. But Richard Foster, he frames it in a really good way. His is kind of a little bit of a summary of what I feel like he's saying. He says, the holiness tradition is this. In response to the love and grace of God, the holiness tradition is a focus on the inward reformation of the heart and a development of holy habits. So there is holy habits that are involved, but these are the words I want to highlight. It's a response to grace. Our habits aren't because it's something we're trying to do on the external to make ourselves look better, but we do these habits as a response. Their focus is inward, not outward. And it's about the formation of the heart, the development of habits. So I love this. My kids beside me were drawing today. And you guys want to see what my kids drew during worship this morning? This is awesome. This is McKenna. She's 8. And she drew a heart doing exercises, which is like exactly what we're talking about today, a heart doing exercises. And then this is Lewis. He has a little series he's writing of shapes doing different things. And today is a rectangle reading a book, so studying and practicing and learning. And I just thought it was very fitting, so I thought I'd share how God's speaking to all of us already. Yeah. And I also want to say, Jonathan Epp, he drew this coloring page for kids or adults. So it's the verse that we're going to look at, and it's in that sheet over there. So you're welcome to color this, or you guys are welcome to draw about exercising or like holy habits or whatever your wherever your brain goes with this. You are welcome to do that. So the question is why? Why are we adding in extra things to our lives? Why do we need to add in exercises and habits? If God already loves us and accepts us just as we are, which is true, he accepts us and loves us just as we are. He can't love us more than he loves us at this moment. Then why are we adding in habits? And I think John 10:10 sums it up for me. He says, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy, but I, Jesus, came that they may have life and have it abundantly. I came so they can have real and eternal life, a more and better life than they've ever dreamed of." So when I think about this morning, thinking about God's grace, he has so much grace for us, but it's grace that allows us to have a freedom, a deep freedom. And that's why we engage in the habits, because they help form us and free us. So I just want to pause for a moment and I want you to think about if you could find freedom from one thing, if God could give you a gift of freedom in your life from one thing, what could that be? What would that look like?